This is Ia Dossie with WSQL News. According to the State Superintendent of Education, June Atkinson, North Carolina has come too far to turn its back on education. The state's top educator spoke during a Future of Education in Transylvania County forum at Brevard High School last night. The forum panel also featured county teachers, a parent, a Rosman High student, and Transylvania County School Superintendent Jeff McDerris. The speakers discussed local and state education issues with a 75-member audience gathered in the school's gym. Atkins stated that a primary topic centered around the General Assembly's education policymaking and recent budget cuts. When asked how she evaluated the Transylvania County school system, this is what she had to say.
Transylvania County schools are doing better than they have ever done in the history of Transylvania County. They have the lowest dropout rate that they have had in ages. They are contributing to the success of students in Transylvania County. They have high graduation rates at Rosman High School and Brevard High School, and they are contributing greatly to North Carolina having the highest graduation ever in the history of our state.
According to Statistics and Education Week, a national newspaper covering K-12 education, North Carolina's educational system overall has gone from the lower 40s to the ranking of 17th in the nation since 1995. When Ms. Atkinson was asked what she felt the greatest importance of last night's forum was, this is how she answered.
The more that citizens in Transylvania County can know about the progress and the positive aspects of Transylvania schools, the better that we can render the needed support for public education.
According to court records, a former Hendersonville teacher facing federal charges of sexual crimes against a minor has appealed a judge's ruling that she be held in jail until trial. Deborah Tipton, a former teacher at Mountain Community School, has been charged in a federal indictment with sexual exploitation of a minor, distribution of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. On Saturday, Tipton and her attorneys filed a notice of appeal to the U.S. District Court's decision on April 17th to detain her pending her trial. She is scheduled to be in court again on June 25th. And the Transylvania County School Board on Monday night lent its support to Brevard High School's appeal of a decision by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association that leaves it competing in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. Board members agreed to send a letter to the NCHSAA in support of the appeal. School officials argue that the current conference alignment unfairly pits 2A Brevard against 3A teams from much larger schools. Brevard High School's enrollment has shrunk in the last 8 years due to families leaving Transylvania County as manufacturing plants have closed. McDerris stated that he, Brevard High School Principal Jeremy Gibbs, and County Athletic Director Alan Justice will travel to a NCHSAA appeal meeting in Chapel Hill on May 1st, and that they have just 15 minutes to make their case. An earlier NCHSAA draft of conference realignments put Brevard High in the 8-team Western Highlands Conference with Owen, Madison County, and Hendersonville, similar-sized schools that Brevard already plays. And this has been Ia Dossie for WSQL News.